大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是环球雅思的壮壮老师。
Hello everybody,、mm-hmm. and we will actually cover a speech,、mm-hmm. It's our TED Talk time, and our speech has this title, The Bridge Between Suicide and Life.
Uh-huh.
啊，那你要听到这个题目的话，你首先你会对这个讲话会预期到它是关于什么的呢？
我的预期啊，
对呀，
关于励志，督促大家活下去。
对的。然后这个我一开始看见这个，我也是脑子里边
闪
现了无数的想法，是吧？其实做任何的一个听力的训练也好，还是你听一段讲话，它都是事先给你一点背景之后，你就是产生一个预期，这是一个积极的听力沟通的方法。
嗯，
那么这个讲话呢，14分13秒，还是长度也不算太长，
适中。TED Talk 里面
对
中间那种
TED Talk 里边还可以。
嗯，
那他讲的是什么呢？我再给大家一个背景哈。
嗯，
这个 Speaker Kevin Briggs， is a sergeant， is a sort of policeman。
嗯
，For many years， Sergeant Kevin Briggs had a dark, unusual, at times strangely rewarding job.He patrolled the southern end of San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, or GGB,
金门大桥
Golden Gate Bridge. 对了 ，a popular site for what? Suicide attempts. In a sobering, deeply personal talk, Briggs shares stories from those he's spoken and listened to, standing on the edge of life.He gives a powerful piece of advice to those with loved ones who might be contemplating suicide.
嗯，
所以你看这个人呢，他实际上是一个警察，是吧？下士，中士啊，他有一个警察里边的官衔叫 sergeant。
sergeant。
然后呢，他呢工作就是每天在这个著名的旧金山金门大桥那儿巡逻。Patrol，
嗯
啊，他在那儿溜达来溜达去。那么这个地址除了是一个 tourist attraction 之外呢，它还是一个 suicide 啊，就是有人要自杀，那是一个，对，就跑那儿去。
嗯，
我记得当时我带了一个学生夏令营团去到这个金门大桥的这个桥这儿。
嗯，
那个导游告诉我们，这个桥的建造和设计者建完了之后啊，一看，对啊，这个海面太吸引人了，当即就跳下去了，就自杀了。
天哪！
就说这个景儿哈，说人看见一个特别宏大的景儿，比如说在海边儿，就那种波澜壮阔的时候，就不自觉的被它所吸引，然后你就想投入这个怀抱。你怎么这么有感触啊，林子？对。
当我看到特别壮观的景象的时候，
嗯，
就特别瑰丽的那种，
嗯，
我脑子里第一个蹦出的念头就是死在这里也挺好，
就是汽车压罗锅死了也值了，是不是？
对，死在这里也挺好，就是那种
嗯，
完全不存在恐惧的那种崇敬。
嗯，对，
嗯，
所以说呢，那个是建造桥的那个人呢，他就夸一下就扑到了这个怀抱里，然后就自杀了。然后呢，这个警察呢，当然他一会儿在整个的讲话过程中呢，他会讲几例在这个死亡边缘的，
嗯，
是吧？这个 standing on the edge of life， 他会讲到在这个桥的一个位置呢，从那儿就可以一迈步就跳下去的这个位置，有人在那儿企图自杀的时候，他跟这些人对话的经历。
嗯，
然后他成功的那个救了一些人，也有的人就是没救成，跟他对话完了以后，啪，纵身一跃下去了。
哇，那多有挫败感
啊！是啊，然后呢，他就是讲当时是怎么一个情形，然后待会儿大家呢还会听到呢，他还 gives a powerful piece of advice to those with loved ones who might be contemplating suicide。
嗯，
就是你可能有这个亲人、家人、亲朋好友的这个企图自杀的时候的话呢，其实呢，他给了一个很重要的建议。
嗯，
这个建议是什么呢？很简单，待会儿大家听到这个里边，自然就会听到。那我们在这个开始之前呢，普及一些词汇。
嗯，
一会儿他会说到呢，嗯，其中有一个企图自杀的人呢，自杀之后，他是自杀随了。啊，不是那个未遂，随了之后呢，他的这个讲了一个这个人叫 Rabbi， 这个 Rabbi 呢就给他打电话啊、
嗯、
跟他说这个自杀之前的一些背景。Rabbi 呢是犹太法学的博士、
嗯、
就是老师的意思。所以说呢这个人呢他的背景是个犹太人啊，他大家一会儿听到 Rabbi 你就知道这个人是一个直弦儿。
嗯
啊，那么这个题呢咱们就是现在就可以听一下。
嗯，好的。
I recently retired from the California Highway Patrol after 23 years of service. The majority of those 23 years was spent patrolling the southern end of Marin County, which includes the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge is an iconic structure, known worldwide for its beautiful views of San Francisco, the Pacific Ocean, and its inspiring architecture. Unfortunately, there's also a magnet for suicide.Being one of the most utilized sites in the world. The Golden Gate Bridge opened in 1937. Joseph Strauss, chief engineer in charge of building the bridge, was quoted as saying, "The bridge is practically suicide-proof. Suicide from the bridge is neither practical nor probable." But since its opening, over 1,600 people have leapt to their death from that bridge.Some believe that traveling between the two towers will lead you to another dimension. This bridge has been romanticized as such. That the fall from that frees you from all your worries and grief, and the waters below will cleanse your soul. But let me tell you what actually occurs when the bridge is used as a means of suicide. After a free fall of 4 to 5 seconds, the body strikes the water,at about 75 miles an hour. That impact shatters bones, some of which then puncture vital organs. Most die on impact. Those that don't generally flail in the water helplessly and then drown. I don't think that those who contemplate this method of suicide realize how grisly a death that they face. This is the cord.Except for around the two towers, there's 32 inches of steel paralleling the bridge. This is where most folks stand before taking their lives. I can tell you from experience that once the person is on that cord, and at their darkest time, it is very difficult to bring them back. I took this photo last year as this young woman spoke to an officer contemplating her life. I want to tell you,very happily that we were successful that day in getting her back over the rail. When I first began working on the bridge, we had no formal training. You struggled to fumble your way through these calls. This was not only a disservice to those contemplating suicide, but to the officers as well. We've come a long, long way since then. Now, veteran officers and psychologists train new officers.This is Jason Garber. I met Jason on July 22nd of last year when I received a call of a possible suicidal subject sitting on the cord near mid-span. I responded, and when I arrived, I observed Jason speaking to a Golden Gate Bridge officer. Jason was just 32 years old and had flown out here from New Jersey. As a matter of fact, he had flown out here on two other occasions from New Jersey,to attempt suicide on this bridge. After about an hour of speaking with Jason, he asked us if we knew the story of Pandora's box. Recalling your Greek mythology, Zeus created Pandora and sent her down to Earth with a box and told her never, ever open that box. One day, curiosity got the better of Pandora, and she did open the box. Out flew plagues,sorrows, and all sorts of evils against man. The only good thing in the box was hope. Jason then asked us, what happens when you open the box and hope isn't there? He paused a few moments, leaned to his right, and was gone. This kind, intelligent young man from New Jersey,had just committed suicide. I spoke with Jason's parents that evening, and I suppose that when I was speaking with them that I didn't sound as if I was doing very well. Because that very next day, their family rabbi called to check on me. Jason's parents had asked him to do so. The collateral damage of suicide affects so many people. I pose these questions to you. What would you do if your family member, friend, or loved one was suicidal? What would you say? Would you know what to say? In my experience, it's not just the talking that you do, but the listening. Listen to understand. Don't argue, blame, or tell the person you know how they feel, because you probably don't. By just being there, you may just be the turning point that they need. If you think someone is suicidal, don't be afraid to confront them and ask the question. One way of asking them the question is like this. Others in similar circumstances have thought about ending their life. Have you had these thoughts? Confronting the person head on may just save their life and be the turning point for them. Some other signs to look for. Hopelessness. Believing that things are terrible and never going to get better. Helplessness. Believing that there is nothing that you can do about it. Recent social withdrawal. And loss of interest in life. I came with this talk just a couple of days ago, and I received an email from a lady that I'd like to read you her letter. She lost her son on January 19th of this year. And she wrote me this email just a couple of days ago, and it's with her permission and blessing that I read this to you. Hi, Kevin. I imagine you're at the TED conference. That must be quite the experience to be there. I'm thinking I should go walk the bridge this weekend. Just wanted to drop you a note. Hope you get the word out to many people and they go home talking about it to their friends who tell their friends, etc. I'm still pretty numb, but noticing more moments of really realizing Mike isn't coming home. Mike was driving from Petaluma to San Francisco to watch the 49er game with his father on January 19th. He never made it there. I called Petaluma police and reported him missing that evening. The next morning, two officers came to my home and reported that Mike's car was down at the bridge. A witness had observed him jumping off the bridge at 1:58 p.m. the previous day. Thanks so much for standing up for those who may be only temporarily too weak to stand for themselves. Who hasn't been low before without suffering from a true mental illness? It shouldn't be so easy to end it. My prayers are with you for your fight. The GGB, Golden Gate Bridge, is supposed to be a passage across our beautiful bay, not a graveyard. Good luck this week, Vicky. I can't imagine the courage it takes for her to go down to that bridge and walk the path that her son took that day, and also the courage just to carry on. I'd like to introduce you to a man I refer to as Hope and Courage. On March 11th of 2005, I responded to a radio call of a possible suicidal subject on the bridge sidewalk near the North Tower. I rode my motorcycle down the sidewalk and observed this man, Kevin Berthia, standing on the sidewalk. When he saw me, he immediately traversed that pedestrian rail and stood on that small pipe which goes around the tower. For the next hour and a half, I listened as Kevin spoke about his depression and hopelessness. Kevin decided on his own that day to come back over that rail and give life another chance. When Kevin came back over, I congratulated him. This is a new beginning, a new life. But I asked him, What was it that made you come back and give hope and life another chance? And you know what he told me? He said, you listened. You let me speak, and you just listened. Shortly after this incident, I received a letter from Kevin's mother. And I have that letter with me. And I'd like to read it to you. Dear Mr. Briggs, nothing will erase the events of March 11th, but you are one of the reasons Kevin is still with us. I truly believe Kevin was crying out for help. He has been diagnosed with a mental illness for which he has been properly medicated. I adopted Kevin when he was only 6 months old, completely unaware of any hereditary traits. But, thank God, now we know. Kevin is straight, as he says. We truly thank God for you. Sincerely indebted to you, Narvella Berthia. And on the bottom, she writes, P.S. When I visited San Francisco General Hospital that evening, you were listed as the patient. Boy, did I have to straighten that one out. Today, Kevin is a loving father and contributing member of society. He speaks openly about the events that day and his depression in the hopes that his story will inspire others. Suicide is not just something I've encountered on the job. It's personal. My grandfather committed suicide by poisoning. That act, although ending his own pain, robbed me from ever getting to know him. This is what suicide does. For most suicidal folks, or those contemplating suicide, they wouldn't think of hurting another person. They just want their own pain to end. Typically, this is accomplished in just three ways. Sleep, drugs or alcohol, or death. In my career, I've responded to and been involved in hundreds of mental illness and suicide calls around the bridge. Of those incidents I've been directly involved with, I've only lost two. But that's two too many. One was Jason. The other was a man I spoke to for about an hour. During that time, he shook my hand on three occasions. On that final handshake, he looked at me and he said, Kevin, I'm sorry, but I have to go. And he left. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. I do want to tell you, though, the vast majority of folks that we do get to contact on that bridge do not commit suicide. Additionally, that very few who have jumped off the bridge and lived and can talk about it, that 1-2%, most of those folks have said that the second that they let go of that rail, they knew that they had made a mistake and they wanted to live. I tell people, the bridge not only connects Marin to San Francisco, but people together also. That connection or bridge that we make is something that each and every one of us should strive to do. Suicide is preventable. There is help. There is hope. Thank you very much.
好，刚才我们大家把这个整个的讲话听完了之后呢，我不知道大家有什么感想哈。但是从考试的角度呢，我想跟大家说一下，这个素材完全可以用在咱们雅思口语里边的哪一类题呢？是地点、人物、过去的往事
都可以，
书、照片，没错。都可以
在书里读到一个故事
啊，对，你可以说这个书本身它的作者就是这个警察，
嗯，
对吧？他在书里边写了什么什么什么什么，哎，把刚才画的内容就放进去了吧？
嗯，照片也可以，
对
呀，看到金门大桥的 postcard， 哎，想到了，
对，在那儿发生过的这样的事儿，而且这个据资料显示哈，金门大桥这个地方呢，每年。好像这个企图自杀的人能够多达1600多次，
来自世界各地
人次。嗯，
哎呦，
说起这个事儿哈，我就想起来，我有一个中学同学，她现在在旧金山，女生还挺好的。她当年呢，她就是想在那儿自杀来着。
Yeah，
她当时是已经工作了。差不多有快到十年的样子，然后呢，他就去美国念 MBA。
嗯，
那时候应该是92、93年的样子。
嗯，
结果去了那儿不久以后呢， 他就想去金门大桥自杀。
嗯，
我还劝他来着。后来就为这事儿呢，他的妈妈特别感激我，因为他最后没去自杀。
嗯，
就是自杀未遂啊。你说隔着大洋，我们两个人就是通过 email 就这么劝来劝去的，还居然管用了。
嗯，
所以这个就是回到刚才他说的那个 advice。他这个 advice 呢，就是说你一定要倾听。
嗯，
这些人他成功救助的人里边，之所以那些人还给了生活一次机会，去尝试继续活下去，就是因为在最后一刻的时候，企图自杀的人跟这个警察对话，警察听了。这个警察说他的经验就是，你也不用去劝他，你也不用去拦着他，说服他，跟他这个 argue， 你就去认真的听他把他要说的给说出来就好了。所以这个呢，我比较有感触，就是好多的时候你要倾听比你给予建议更重要。
嗯，
其实谁不知道生活中遇见这个挫折了以后要坚强，
嗯，
要挺住，对吧？但是你得给他一个机会让他倾诉，这个其实在心理学上面呢还是一个很重要的技巧。
嗯，
我之前看见一个电视节目，就是讲这个马航失联了之后呢，当时我记得心理辅导专家在这个访谈节目里边就说，
嗯，
你也不用说这个家属，你别哭，你别悲痛，这那，
嗯，
你都不需要，你就坐在旁边听他说就可以。
对，
所以呢，好多人不知道，因为按照常理，大家去了就是劝，
嗯，
你劝他，他有什么用啊？对不对啊？所以说，这个倾听很重要，这是刚才我们说的这一段里边。那么用在人物类的、地点类的题目呢，之后呢，就是我想问问大家，你会用一个什么时态？比如说我读了一本书，这个书是这个警察写的，他讲了什么什么什么。
现在完成时。
现在完成时。
嗯。
其实应该用一般现在时。
啊，为什么？
就是你不管什么时候看这个书，他都是讲了这件事儿。
嗯，
所以说他是应该用现在，
嗯，
一般现在时。比如说的话，
嗯，
he shares, his advice,and the stories, the experience。
我您说的是复述这件事儿，
是
吧？我理解的是，我说我看过这本书是什么时态。
哦，明白。那是一个你已经，
啊，
对。然后这个题材呢，你还可以用到一个这个雅思考试里，就是和一个陌生人谈话。
嗯，
也可以用这个。
哎，对，碰到一警察，他跟我说，嗯，
对，好，嗯，今天就是这些。
对，希望我们今天的内容对大家有帮助。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目微博大学生英语在线，微信 question of the day， 新浪的博客当中也可以找到壮壮老师。
我是女瓦辛格，
我们明天见。 Sometimes I rock, sometimes I roll. Sometimes it's not me in controlSometimes I gotta jump before I know what's below. Sometimes I gotta drop everything and go. Some days are hot, some days are cold. Some days we're carrying a heavy load. Some days we're digging in and the love may not.But I want you to know that you can rely on me. Yes, you can. You can rely on me to understand you. You can rely on me for anything.
在西大学生英语在线，将继续为您带来雅思口语分享内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.
闪耀着光，如梦想。